We're back! Yeah, it's been a while, guys. It's been a while, but we are back officially and unofficially. Hey, Lauren girl, how you doing? Yeah,
that covers it. I'm exhausted and dying, but other than that, I'm great.
Yeah, so we had a crazy month that we haven't been around. Like, Lauren's got jaw problems.
It's my whole right side of the body. That's what messed up this time around. I actually went to my physical therapist, you know, because I'm in PT for my jaw, as Lisa said. But the last couple of days, it's been, so she was doing her regular, like massage that she does. And then something popped on the right side of my back. And I was like, what the hell was that? And she's like, that was your vertebrae. I just put it back in place. And I said, oh, well, thank you. And that was causing my right side of my face to feel like it was on fire the last like 3 days. So yeah, not on fire anymore, but still dead.
Listen, her head's not on fire, but this girl is on fire. Her name is Lauren and she is your friendly neighborhood bi. Hi girl, welcome to Simply Amazing.
Oh my God, thank you. See, that's why we have this podcast, because even if one of us feels like shit, it's hard to stay feeling like shit because this podcast is just so positive and exciting and ridiculous.
It is true. I am the OG Nocturne. We decided just to do a quick little like recap and just kind of like get ourselves back in. Life has been crazy for both of us. Lauren with her jaw problems. And listen, Lauren, if it's the right side of your body that's having problems, you got to start using the left hand, girl. I mean,
that's I use the left hand. Okay. And not in ways y'all are probably thinking. Okay. Cause we're all nasty on this podcast. Let's be real. But no, I actually write with my right hand, but like if I play a sport, I throw with my left hand. I don't know why. If I shoot a basketball, I shoot with my left hand. Don't know why.
So we've got an ambidextrous queen in our midst at this moment, is what I'm hearing.
I wish. I can't write with my left hand, so.
Who needs that? Who needs lefties anyway?
Damn. We're about to get some lefties mad as hell at us.
I mean, what? 10% of the population? Okay, come at us. Whatever. I can't believe I'm going to get canceled for my opinions on left-handedness. I love this.
Yeah, you might just. It's a good thing one of my younger brothers doesn't listen. He's left-handed.
Oh, well, I'm coming for him.
You know what? You do that. Come for his 6'7" tall ass self. Please go for that tall string bean. I love him so much, by the way.
Listen, I'll string bean the hell out of him. I will take him and I will take him. I'll snip him. I'll boil him and I'll stir him.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'll saute him with some garlic. That's some fucking good string beans right there.
I was like, damn, you sound like a witch that has a house in the woods and looks for children.
I mean, a lot of what you just said is me. Just not all of it. And I'm going to let you all figure out which ones are which.
Yeah. Have a poll on Twitter or Blue Sky, wherever the fuck we use now. Hey, what parts are Lisa? And then the only time you'll admit if someone is right is if they get all of them right.
Yeah, you have to get all of them right or nothing. It's all or nothing here. That's 100%. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the month that we've been away because it's been really crazy. A lot of stuff has changed for both of us. Lauren, that not just, you know, her joy, but like she's got a boyfriend and she's living large, and maybe I'm saying too much, but.
Well, you're not saying too much. No, I do. Yeah, he's actually, so he is moving into, so he had bought a new construction house before we started dating last year. So he is actually getting ready to move into that house next week. They close on and he moves in. So he's very excited about that, but things are crazy on that regard. Cause I'm helping him and all that. And then I have work. So I got promoted at work a little bit ago, which has been great. It also means I do a gazillion things. And that didn't necessarily come with a promotion. It just comes with the company I work for. We're growing a lot, and we need to, and I'm helping us grow in ways that other people aren't knowledgeable about, whereas I am. So anyway, so work has been super busy, you know, family and my partner are busy. And so I just have a lot going on in my life that honestly, like in general, podcasting has kind of taken the unfortunate back burner. Because honestly, after I do all this work and I'm working to keep up with my family and to coordinate stuff with my partner and all this stuff, at the end of the day, I don't want to do anything. I just want to be chill. And podcasting sometimes can be that. But, you know, when you do multiple podcasts, which is my fault, and all this stuff, it gets very tiring. So I'm in the process of taking a step back from some things. Haven't fully rolled out how I'm doing that yet, so I'm not gonna say a lot on that front. But yeah, so try and keep myself sane amongst all the changes. They're good changes, but man, I'm pushing 30, so I'm still on the younger side, I guess, to most people that probably listen. Man, pushing 30, everything catches up to you. Body, brain, work life, family, ugh, it all catches up.
I mean, girl, you're talking to someone who turned 40, so I get it.
Probably already done the 30 and now you've had to do the 40 too. Like, I'm tired thinking about what you've had to do.
No, let me tell you, 40 actually is pretty good. So, but yeah, but listen, you know, we all get it. And I think all the listeners get it too. We're not, you know, we're not some big hotshot podcasters who are making money off of this or anything like that. We're just doing it because we love it and we have a good time with it. And unfortunately, sometimes the things that you love have to take a back seat for the things that pay the bills. And regardless sometimes of how much you love doing something, when you feel like you're obligated to do it, there always becomes a moment where you stop loving it. So that's why we are very open and very willing to take the breaks we need to take when we need to take them. Because honestly, this needs to be a labor of love, or otherwise it's just not worth doing. So, you know, we want to have a good time and we want to give you guys a good time. And let me tell you, if you look on some of the, if you're in a local bathroom and you see a phone number, probably is going to connect to either me or Lauren. So we'll give you a good time.
Terrifying. But
also, if you guys are listening to this and you're like, Lisa, why do you sound like such absolute shit? It's because I could not find my microphone anywhere. I travel with it, so I don't know what I did with it in my last trip, but it is missing. So FYI, that is why I sound like shit. So, well, Lauren, we got a little update from Lauren, so I'll give you guys a little update on what's going on with me. I have had a couple of health issues that have put me in the hospital, and I'm doing much better now. I'm very happy. But the big thing I want to mention, and I'm so sorry, because I know this is a positivity podcast and it's something that we, you know, we talk about staying positive, but I need to bring this up. And that is that I lost a very good friend at the beginning of August. He was an artist that we worked with in the art gallery I work for. And I don't talk a lot about my job here, because it's, you know, my job is my job and this is something separate. But sometimes there are people who are more than just your colleague or your friend. And this was someone like that. His name is David Levitard. He went by Lebo. That was his art tag. He was a phenomenal artist, amazing human being, but a great friend. And I know that, again, I'm trying not to get too negative or trying not to get too emotional. But he was just a one of a kind person who, I am so fortunate to have known and gotten to know. And I'll tell one quick story. And then we'll move on from this and we'll go and talk about Kurt and stuff like that and some fun stuff. But I'll tell one quick story to give you guys an idea of just what an amazing person he was. I'm very open about this. I had weight loss surgery back in 2018 to help me lose weight. And in a lot of ways, it was also a life-saving surgery because I had other complications. And when you are losing weight, and Lauren, you've been losing weight recently, you've been going to the gym and stuff, so you probably can totally attest to this. When you're losing weight, especially at a faster rate, there comes a point in your weight loss where you have lost enough that the clothing that you have no longer fits but you know that you still have more weight to lose. So you really don't want to go and invest in a whole brand new wardrobe. So I had made it to that point with my weight loss when I had my surgery, and Lebo reached out to me and he gave me a credit to use for his, like, $200 to use to buy clothing through his online shop, because he would sell clothing with his designs on it, with the purpose of, you know, I know you probably don't fit in the clothes you're working like you had, but I know you probably are still losing weight. So why don't you go buy some stuff that'll keep you in the middle? And I still own all those clothes that I got from him. I'm wearing one of them right now, even though it's got a whole bunch of stuff over it, because I was making ribs earlier and got stuff all over it. But it was just, that's the kind of person he was. He was an incredibly thoughtful, amazing human being. And it sucks that, you know, there are so many horrible people who are still alive and we have to lose people like that. So I'm not going to go on anymore. I just wanted to mention it. I feel like I have to talk about what an amazing person he was. Even I know a lot of people know he was, but yeah, I recommend everybody out there look him up. His website, LeboArt, LeboArt.com. You can see it there. His brother has a sports podcast / show that he does called The Dan Lebatard Show. All the art on there was done by Lebo. So yeah, he was a wonderful guy. I just wanted to say that, it's already been, 2 weeks since he passed, and it's just not getting easier, but I feel like I see signs all the time from him. So that I think helps. And one of the most recent signs I saw from him was, this son of a bitch, I actually ordered some art from his website and I had to go, like, the post office was such a pain in my ass. I had to go to the post office and pick it up. And when I got to the post office, it wasn't even the whole order. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to make me work so hard for this. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that. But that's kind of where we've been the past month. There's been a lot of stuff happening for both of us in our personal lives. And of course, personal life has to come first. As much as we love Nightcrawler, as much as we love Kurt, I think he would agree that our personal life should come first.
I mean, well, that's at the end of the day, is Kurt is personal to both of us. That's the reason we have a whole podcast where we focus on him. And anybody, we can connect to him as we will. But he's personal to us. So even if we're not doing the pod, our love for Nightcrawler doesn't stop, and our love for, wanting to promote positivity and a lot of the things that we believe Kurt as a character would impart onto us if he were real. But it does mean that we have to, take care of ourselves so that we can continue doing that. We can't contribute to a community if we aren't taking care of ourselves and if we don't have the capacity to. We just have to know that, hey, at the end of the day, we're putting what we value first, which is the community, taking care of ourselves, and loving Kurt, because that love doesn't stop whether we do this pod or not. And we hope your guys' love, for Kurt and all that doesn't stop with or without this pod. We just hope to further make it, to encourage it more, I guess, and give you guys more of an outlet for your love for Kurt through this pod. So
totally. And, it's kind of funny, this is so silly and I'm so emotional now. But like Nightcrawler, he's a very important character to a lot of us. And I think that a lot of his themes really resonate with us for different reasons. But the end of the day, like you said, it's life has to come first. And I always think about how, when you're on a plane and they're going, and Lauren, that your dad works, or something.
He's a pilot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't sure if I should say anything or not.
No, you can say that. That's fine.
When you're on a plane, one of the things they tell you is when the bags come down, doesn't matter who you're sitting next to, you got to put your bag on first, because if you don't take care of yourself first, you're not a hero for putting people ahead of you to your own detriment. That's not being a hero. That's just being silly.
Yeah.
So,
Being a martyr is stupid. I've had to learn that. Because full disclosure, I have had, and sometimes it still comes up a bit, a little martyr complex, and it's really unhelpful and ineffective. Because yeah, like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're like, well, but I'm doing this for the right reasons. You're throwing yourself away, so you're not helpful. So, and I think that's something Kurt would believe too, even if he had a Mara complex at first. I think as he grows older and stuff, he realizes too, hey, I can't actually help people if I'm gone, you know, if I'm just a martyr and say, well, I died for these reasons, which that gets even more complicated with his faith as a Christian. But at the end of the day, like, it's not his role to be a martyr. I think he would think too, you know, that was Jesus's role or whatnot, you know, it made sense in his case for his religion that, but for him, that's not helpful. So yeah. Anyway, don't be a martyr, guys. Even if you think it's the right way to go, I highly discourage against it personally.
Totally agree. So let's shift gears slightly and do some fun stuff. And talk about like stuff that we want to record in the future. Let's talk about some fun things. Number one, expect a Barbie review coming soon, guys, because I can't wait to talk about this movie. I like that movie was like a religious experience for me. So we're going to talk about Barbie. That is 100% going to happen. We are definitely going to do more Exiles reading because I just like was cleaning my office and I found the book and I was like, oh shit, we were doing this, weren't we? Like, we should do this more. We should do more Exiles. And the best part is coming up in about 10 issues, the Exiles get to go visit 616 and everybody meets everybody. So, and that's when Nightcrawler opens the window so Juggernaut can throw Nocturne out the window, which when you think about it, like yeeting babies is a very like thing that runs in the family. Mystique did it, then Nightcrawler does it. Like, everybody's eating their babies.
Listen, yeet the baby. When in doubt, yeet the baby. Don't quote me on that in your actual real life decisions, folks, but
oh my God, there's gonna be like someone who like 40 years from now is like, yeah, you would have had an older brother, but Lauren was like, yeet the baby, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, I listened to that Simply Amazing pod, and I thought that she said that it would be simply amazing if I yeeted my baby. So I yeeted my baby. Please this don't is, be that person. Please, please.
This is like a this is like a totally a conservative like wet dream about abortion, where it's like, I listened to a podcast and I aborted my baby because they said to abort it, and it's like, yeah, that happens all the fucking time.
Yeah, people are stupid. So
that's true.
I don't even have the brain capacity to process that stupidity right now. I just have zero.
I can see it. Like, honestly, as soon as I started bringing that up, I could see Lauren's mind just like completely like ceasing. And she's just like, nope, I'm not doing this right now, Lisa. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it shut down completely at that part.
Yeah, but girl, how's your head?
I mean, it's better. It's not on fire, but it's just
a joke. You missed the joke, girl.
See, that's how dead I am. I missed it. What was the joke?
It's a really stupid thing from RuPaul's Drag Race, where you say, how's your head? And the answer is, well, I haven't had any complaints.
That's fair. I haven't had complaints about that, though. Anyways.
Okay. So before we wrap up, because, you know, we decided this was going to be a quick one, you know, Lauren's got to take care of her.
Guys, okay, this isn't the full thing. We're not putting the candles out. We're not romancing you. This is a quickie. We got to get back to work.
This is a quickie. Listen, we gave you a bit of foreplay, but like, no, we got to in and out, guys. No, it's the way it is. Sorry. But so we need to. So we talked about this on Twitter, and I'm going to bring this up. Marvel, understand that the multiverse is a thing that's huge and like everybody loves the multiverse and like we're all about the Spider-Verses and it's like, oh my God, show me a Spider-Man from every fucking genre, anything, right? So that's number one, Marvel. Okay, so we've got that, right? Number two, we've got the Barbie movie where you have a character like Ken who's played by like 5,000 different people because there's lots of different Kens, right? There's more than one Ken. Okay, Barbie made $1 billion. So Marvel, what are you doing? We need a Nightcrawler movie where it's just like into the Nightcrawler verse and it's just a bunch of different men playing hurt.
I love it. I support it. Stamp of approval.
Yes. So those of you out there, tell us who you want to be in your Nightcrawler verse movie, who's going to play Kurt. We already got a couple of them cast. We've got Andrew Garfield. Kurt is definitely going to be in it.
Correct.
I'm putting Hugh Jackman Kurt in it. I don't give a shit about y'all people. He's in.
You're going to confuse the Logard stands. The Logard stands are not going to know what to do, Lisa.
Listen, Logart stands, get with the fucking program, all right? I don't know what to tell you. It's not my job to handhold you through fucking fandom, Logart fans. Give me a break.
They're going to bring their pitchforks. Logart fans, if you're mad at Lisa, bring your pitchforks.
Okay, Logart fans, if you're mad at me, bring a spoon, because what is Logart? That is the worst name. Like, let's be real. Logart is the worst ship name that has ever existed in time. I'm sorry, Logart.
Man, I wasn't even trying to put you on blast, but you've just put yourself on blast, girl.
Okay, but Logart fans, do you really disagree with me that Logart is a good name? Logart, it sounds like something you buy in the dairy section.
Well, they're both men, Lisa. What do you want for them?
I want a name that has a little bit less to do with something creamy and white. I feel like it's just too on the nose.
That's fair. See, that's a fair criticism, but you have to come up with a better name then. Otherwise, your criticism gets rescinded.
Kogan.
Ew, absolutely not. There's a reason that didn't stick.
Kurgan.
No, ew.
How about just Wagnerine? I mean, they already fucking did it.
Yeah,
so.
You can do that. I support that.
All right, Wagnerine. It's Wagnerine now, guys. No more, no Logart. Logart's done.
But you have to be careful because there's more than one Wolverine, so...
Oh my God. All right. I don't care what you call it. Just Logart's over. All right. I don't care. Call whatever you want. Logart's over. Done. It's done.
Lisa's had one to drink, guys. Don't get too mad at her. Okay. She doesn't mean it. Everybody can ship what they want.
I've had something to drink and I mean it. Okay. No. Ship what you want, but just don't call it Logart. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh boy.
It's a weird name. I'm just going to say it. It's a weird name.
So but, in the movie, we have Andrew Garfield is cast as a Kurt. We have Hugh Jackman as a Kurt. So tell us, who else do you want to see as Kurt in Into the Nightcrawlerverse?
Channing Tatum. Because why not? He just really wants to be in an X-Men movie, so let's just let him in.
No, he can stay away from my boy. Swear to God.
Why? What's wrong with... Oh my God, he's a dancer.
I don't care. He tries too hard to do all these things now. Like, I'm not in high school anymore. Like, oh my God, Channing Tatum. I'm a grown-ass adult that's like, okay, he had his time. I'm Gucci.
Girl. Okay. I'm going to disagree with you so fucking hard right now. Because I am 100% pro let Channing Tatum be Gambit. Do it.
He can be Gambit. Mm-hmm. I give no fucks about that. That said, he doesn't need to be Kurt. I'm not letting just anybody be Kurt. I have standards. If Gambit is his top choice, he's not being Kurt. I don't want him to be his second or 10th or whatever other choice mutant. You're being your first or you're not being it.
Okay. See, we're coming from two different sides of it. You're like a Kurt purist, a curist, if you will. And I'm like send in the clowns. Whoever wants to be Kurt, like, paint yourself blue and get yourself on camera. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's not me.
Lauren is so serious. If you could see her face right now, guys, like, she's looking at me like, I think this podcast is over. I don't think we're ever going to do it.
I'm not impressed by that because, like, dude, like, this is Kurt. Like, if we just let anybody be Kurt, then names I'm not going to say because they make so many of us so upset will end up being a Kurt. And that's just a no. So, like, again, I'm all about, let's include everyone. But, like, that doesn't mean they can do the best portrayal. Kurt, I don't want to be Kurt. I don't think I could portray Kurt the best. I know this. Now, if there was a version of me that was then didn't have a broken body and was, you know, maybe better at acting because I can't act worth a shit, then sure, maybe it'd be more likely. But I would not say, I want to be a Kurt, so I'm going to be a Kurt. Like, in terms of an acting part. I can dress up as Kurt and act like Kurt all day long because I'm a fan and I really love him as a character. Absolutely.
That's fair. I'm going to throw in another Kurt, and this is one of the ones that was on that list of people who should play Kurt, which I don't agree that they should play Kurt, like, in a movie, but, like, if we're doing the fucking Nightcrawlerverse, let him have it, is Lakeith Stanfield, because he can rock bearded Kurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing, too, is... we don't have to do a live action because The Into the Spider-Verse films are animated. I think that's the other thing to consider is what versions of Kurt from the comics and you know, TV and all that and films, right? What versions have we already seen that exist out there? Do we want to see in like an animated Kurt film? Because honestly, I personally would rather just do an animated one and then like have Andrew Garfield appear as a Nightcrawler in it as well, since they did that Into the Spider-Verse or beyond Across the Spider-Verse, whatever the second one was. So yeah, I would go the animated route, and then yeah, you can throw in a couple live action people as cameos, but past that, why not do it animated? That's the best way to portray Kurt, and also 90% of superheroes and villains and comic characters, like animation's the way.
You're definitely not wrong about the animation side of things, because when it comes down to it, like, let's be real, the makeup for these roles really sucks. And nobody has been more vocal about how much the makeup for these roles sucks than, like, OG Kurt himself, Alan Cumming. So, yeah. Which I'm going to just throw this out there. And again, I've had a glass of wine, so whatever. I love how he was the one who complained about it when it was like Rebecca Romijn was literally having men paint her taint blue for 2 movies and she didn't say a goddamn thing. But anyway.
Yeah, because she's a professional. And also women, we have a higher standard that we have to live to. We don't get to bitch and complain, because we bitch and complain, we lose jobs, we get blacklisted.
Well, legit, the guy had... At most, he had his, like, upper half painted blue once, but for the most part, he was fully clothed with just, like, a blue head. And, like, Rebecca Romijn was probably cleaning blue shit out of her crevices for 6 months.
Yeah, facts.
Actually, there was a funny story about Jennifer Lawrence when she played Mystique. She lost her deposit on her rental because she turned the bathroom blue.
Facts.
Did you hear that story? I don't know.
I believe it.
I think it was when she was filming the first X-Men movie, because it was like before she was like super like ridiculously famous, but it was, and so she was like not as rich yet, and it was like they took the deposit because they were like, bitch, we can't get the blue out of this bathroom, like this bathroom's blue now and we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. Imagine how like their rental is just blue forever and they have to explain it to people. Why is this one blue? The ones you showed us weren't blue. They're like, actually, and you know they probably spend that, right? Like a year or two later when she got bigger. Oh, but this was because of Jennifer Lawrence. Oh my God, it was Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, we'll pay you anything you want. Can we stay 3 extra nights? Like, damn.
I mean, legit. I mean, I would have immediately called it the X-Men suite, like in 5 seconds. Like as soon as...
The Mystique suite. Instantly. Hmm? Specifically the Mystique suite.
So here's the thing. I don't know if I'd go so far as to call it the Mystique suite, because like if someone showed up and was like, oh my God, Beast is my favorite. It's like, yeah, bitch, this is Beast's room. Like, yeah, Beast was here. Like I would let them think anything. You know, even I might even call it just the fucking movie room and let people just think any blue character was in there. Yeah. That stupid bitch from Babylon 5. She was in there too.
You just change it every time you get there. Like you just change it every time. You just put it as like you said, the default room name. That's very standard. And then when they get there, it's like, hey, you have any movie actors? Like, oh yeah, I like this one. And there, but like, I like the Mystique room. It's a good name for a room too, because even if you don't know who Mystique is from the X-Men or anything, it sounds like mysterious and sexy. Like, I just think it's a great name for a room. No one take that from me. If there's a hotel after this, I find out has a Mystique room and I don't get money for it, I'm going to be very sad boy hour.
I swear to God, there is a farm that has a bunch of dogs that live on the farm that's owned by 2 lesbians and they have a Mystique room. I guarantee it.
Damn it, lesbians, pay up. Just because we're all in the community together doesn't mean you get to get away with it. I'm sorry. It just doesn't.
But you know what I think? Closer I am to fine, yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I need a nap.
I lost my mind so many times during the Barbie movie. It's not even funny. The facts...
We're going to talk about it, Lisa. Save it for the episode, though.
I will. But the fact... that in order for her to come from Barbie land to the real world, she had to listen to the Indigo Girls. It touched a piece of me that I didn't know existed.
Yeah. You're like Barbie. not having pieces that we all normally have, but then you found a piece.
Well, she finally got her vagina, spoiler alert, by the end of the movie.
God
so.
Damn it, Lisa. What the hell? We're not talking Barbie right now.
Well, spoiler alert, guys. She gets a vagina. That's literally what happens.
But we're I'm so sorry to anyone that hasn't seen it yet. This is Lisa's fault.
Okay, her. Well, maybe we can bleep me. And I don't know.
No, you're not getting bleeped. Suffer the consequences of your actions.
God dang it. I love you, Lisa. You're so aggressive with me. I'm loving this. I'm like,
I have like five comments to that, and I'm going to say zero of them. Absolutely zero.
Thank me, Danny.
I swear to God. I'm going to take this earbud out, everyone. I swear to God, this is actually our most unfiltered episode yet. Like, it made sense, and now we're here. So you're welcome, I guess. I don't know.
What you guys don't see right now is Lauren is currently on Priceline.com looking up flights to New York so she can come meet me in person. That's literally what's happening right now.
No, that's what Lisa wants me to do. She wants me to show up to her door, swear to God.
Yes, Nanny. All right. Maybe it's time for us to pack this one up.
Yeah, Lisa's calling me daddy, so it's time to go, everyone. Pack it up. Put the breadsticks in your purse. Let's get out of here.
All right. Well, guys, thanks again for joining us. We're sorry that this wasn't necessarily the most happy episode, but you know what? Here's the thing. We're human beings, and we really appreciate everybody who listens to this. And, you know, we want to give you as authentic a look at us as possible. And I think that's what we're trying to do right now. You know, whomever's out there listening, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We're on Twitter still, aka X, aka I'll never fucking call it X because I gotta be perfect. Here's the thing. Here's my issue with X. I have spent the majority of my life, my adult life, in sales and marketing, and like it's against my religion to call it X because you literally spent $44 billion on a goddamn brand and then you rebranded it. It hurts my heart. As somebody who works in this, that this happened. But anyway, so yeah, we're on Twitter for now. We're on Blue Sky, slowly but surely. And listen, everybody out there listening, all right, guys, I am invested on getting people on Blue Sky because I'm fucking done with Twitter. When I posted on Twitter about my friend who passed away, a bunch of porn bots liked it. And I was like, well, this is nice. So Twitter's a hellscape. We're done with it. Blue Sky. Reach out to us because I want to give people codes who actually are going to come and enjoy and have a good time and not just people who are going to use the codes that I get to sell them, which seems to be a huge marketplace that's happening right now. I'm not interested in my codes that I get lining someone else's pocket. So if you're out there listening and you want to come join us on Blue Sky, please, please come and let us know. Tweet us simplyamazingpod.com or come to simplyamazingpod.com. You'll find all of our socials there. But Find us on Twitter specifically. Let us know you want to join us on Blue Sky, and we will get you codes to come to Blue Sky. It might take some time because they only release so many at a time, but you know we'd rather get the people we want there than just some random assholes who want to make some money. So yeah, come find us, simplyamazingpod.com. We're on Blue Sky. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're like everywhere. I mean,
yeah,
we own the internet.
We're like herpes. We're everywhere.
That's true.
Get rid of us if you want. That's the good news. You can get rid of us if you wish.
You can vaccinate, but you don't have to if you don't want to. So it's totally fine. You went herpes and I was like, Apples, we own everything. So
swear to God.
Lauren is so beyond done with me. And that's like, I find this hilarious because like, I'm 40, and she's like, bitch, you're so immature. So I'm loving it.
Oh, no, I'm like, bitch, I hate everything. I need to go sleep, but that's okay.
Lauren hates everything.
It's true. It's okay. I'll get back to feeling more positive eventually, guys. I trust. It'll happen.
We're going to get there. You know, life throws shit at us all the time. But, you know, the reason that we're still here is because we're resilient and we make it through. So, exactly. And we're going to be here talking about Kurt like 18 years after we die. So it's never going to end. I've been thinking and talking about Kurt for the past 20 something years, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. So, and I'm taking Lauren along for the ride, even if eventually she decides she hates Kurt. It's going to be like, no, bitch, sorry. No,
I would never decide that.
You better not. I swear to God, Lauren, I'm coming. I'm on Priceline right now looking at fucking how to get to you.
You don't even know where I live. Shut up.
Bitch.
I know where you live, but you don't know where I live. I have the high ground.
Listen, bitch. I'll come to North Carolina and I'll just start knocking on doors.
You're gonna have a rude awakening, North Carolina.
Yeah, all the bitches I'm knocking on. So there you go. But yeah, again, guys, come find us, simplyamazingpod.com. Find us on everything. Let us know if you want to come join us on Blue Sky. We're happy to come have you. Listen to all of our podcasts. Listen to everything. Like I mentioned before, leboart.com. Check out my friend's artwork and his stuff. He's got some really cool stuff out there. You know, and obviously, you know, anything that you purchase is going to support his family, which is good in this time. And yeah, Lauren, where can they find you?
Well, I'm still on Twitter, too. I'm also on Blue Sky, thanks to Lisa. I am also on Instagram. All the handles are the same, so it's easy, at @friendlymbhdbi. So if you find me on one, you can find me on the other.
There you go. And yeah, if you follow us on Twitter, you'll know that I had a very exciting discovery in a vintage Louis Vuitton bag. And please come to Twitter and let us know if I should go on Twitch and do an unbagging/giveaway of what I found. I don't know how legal it is, but you know, hey, fuck, well, let's have a good time with it, right? So yeah, we'll do that. But again, come find us on all of our socials. Let us know how it's going. Let us know if you want to join us on Blue Sky. We got some merch going on as well. We got some cool things that we've made. And, you know, we'd love to see you in it. So maybe we'll do a giveaway with some of that stuff too, because we got some cool merch coming out now. So maybe we'll do a giveaway with that as well. But if you are out there and you were like, bitches, where you been for a month? We missed you. Oh my God, we missed you so much too. And even if you're out there saying, we didn't even know if you were gone, well, fuck you, but it's okay. You're simply amazing.